What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
What up? Yes, it is Saturday. Saturday. And your girl got you covered. You beat you. Welcome to She Gets a Podcast. My name is Shan. What's up? You can find me in these podcast streets, in these IG streets at She Gets a Pod, and on Twitter at She Gets a Pod, and on Stereo app at what?
She Gets a Pod.
And the Clubhouse. But I feel like Clubhouse is dying out. Sidehead. But, you know, I'm here. We here. Currently I am riding through these streets. Y'all pray for me, y'all. I'm driving somewhere where I don't like, but I gotta drive there because, you know, my mom asked me to, you know what I'm saying? So here I am driving. But I was like, I gotta give my people a show because I ain't let y'all get one Friday. So I gotta get y'all Saturday. And don't forget to check out The Real Relationship Rapport, which is a new show with myself and Jay, aka OG Dungeon. All right. And we're finishing up a show we did earlier this week. That's a 3-part show. You will enjoy it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Subscribe to it so when y'all see it pop up, it is part of me. Okay. Part of the tree. You know, a limb off the tree of greatness. Hello. But back to this show. This is episode 7. Okay, we getting in there. We getting what in there? So welcome. What the hell are you talking about today, Shan? Well, let me tell you, girl. Okay. I believe in my heart of hearts, I've only have one because that's all I can afford. I'm not you know, those billionaire white men that could buy like 6 hearts before they be like, all right, this one is the last one and I'm gonna die. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. So let me just tell y'all what today's show is, okay? If you don't have kids and you're not a woman, you won't understand my gripe. Let me say that one more time. If you don't have kids and you're not a woman, you won't understand my gripe. But if you're here to listen, you learn some things. Sit your ass down. Turn it up. Sit your ass down and what? Turn it up. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump. Why the fuck am I always trying to make a song? Anyway, yeah, She Gets a Podcast. Today, we talking about Good Daddy's Only app. If I had to create an app, real stick-like, I would make a Good Daddy's Only app because I feel like society always talks about women who are single with kids and how they will have a hard time dating or finding a quote unquote good man. But you never hear of no one talking about single dads having an issue dating, finding a woman that will love him and possibly love his kids in the near future. You never hear about that shit. Growing up, my mom and dad were married. My mom left my father when he went on a trip to Jamaica. I think he was going to a funeral or some shit. But again, he always took trips by himself, never took us. And I was 8. And I just remember our home always being tense. Like, you know how you walk in the room, somebody was just like fighting or arguing or really like about to throw a knife across the room. That's how my house was with my parents in it. It was verbally aggressive. It was full of threats. I remember one time my mom wanted to go to, I think, Maryland for a weekend to see family. And she wanted to take me and my youngest brother, who's not his biological son, but anyway. And he straight told my mom, hey, you can take your half, but you're going to leave my half of my child here. And this man put his gun on his desk and was like, what's up? And I'm talking about, it was a wrap. Like, the trip was a wrap. We were staying. He told my aunt to get the fuck out his house. And, like, that was my household. All right? It was a lot of pettiness. I remember my dad purposely doing things to make my mom sick. I remember at one time, I think she had her first stroke and she was in the hospital. He had to take care of us, and this man did not know shit. Why? Because my mom enabled him to not do shit as a parent, and she would always do everything in the household. So when he actually had to take care of us, when I tell you my hair looked fucked up going to school, it looked fucked up. I was pissed. The food was not delicious. So women, if you are out there in this whole mindset of this is my husband and I am the wife and I cook clean, I teach and I take care of my kids and I take them to the doctor's appointment, he's never taken me to a doctor's appointment ever in his life. I don't remember him ever being there. My mom was always it. My mom basically was in a marriage living and scratching and surviving like a single mother. He was there for the look of it. Yes, I will say this. We had a home. We had clean clothes. The lights was never off. The water was never off. We were warm. We had Christmas presents under the tree, but it wasn't a healthy space. Okay? And I watched my mom love a man and her family while he tolerated her, along with disrespect. And I never wanted marriage for years because of what I saw, right? And then growing up, teenager, 20s, 30s now, marriage has completely changed. And I'm off and on like a light switch about the idea of being married. I mean, it sounds nice, but I don't know. I'm not about to shoot myself in the foot and say, I'm never going to, or what are the odds? I'm not going to do that. But at the same time, yeah. So, but for right now, we just going to discuss this app because I don't know. I feel like it's lopsided. I feel like it's lopsided. To say that a man who is a single father really doesn't have a hard time finding women or going on dates is basically saying, oh, he can just give the kids to their mom and he could come out on dates. And more than likely, women end up with the kids more than a man does, which is true. But there are fathers out here trying to be the best father and also be whatever a mother can provide. But the reality is, I can't be a dad and a father can't be a mom. You just can't, okay? That's not how the creator created it, okay? So I want to talk about what I would put in this app. Questions I would ask in this app, what sections I would have in this app, and why. Because for me, personally, if I date on a serious tip, whatever the fuck that is, because I've never been on a date, I've created friendships with men who we cool, and then I graduate them to be like, so you want to be together, so you want to be like this boyfriend girlfriend shit, and they be like, yeah, and then we just be in that shit. But I've never like completely met a complete stranger was like, oh, court me, I would like to be courted. Like, what the fuck is that? You gonna take me to the basketball court? Like, what the fuck is that? Because there was no, my dad, after my mom and my dad like separated and got their divorce, I didn't see my dad on a consistent basis. And then there was no teaching me like, this is how a man is supposed to do this. This is what a man is supposed to do. Don't accept less than this. This is what happens when you go on a date. This is where you put your fork. This is where you put your knife. There was none of that shit. And my mom never dated or had relationships with men after she left my dad. I am 33 fucking years old, and my mom is just now having a slightly romantic discussion, consistent, oh, he called me today, he always calls me in the morning type of relationship with somebody that I have not met. And so that leaves a fucking gap of, how do I do this thing? How do I do this thing called dating? Or how do I do this thing of finding a man that's like-minded, that's interesting, that's intelligent, and that's handsome, and I see longevity? What does that look like? What are my needs, and what are the things I don't want? My whole time of these five fucking relationships that I've had since I've been 17 has been fucking trial and error, and a whole lot of motherfucking error. But for the most part, my thing is, I am not interested in talking to any man on some serious tip that, one, wants more kids, because I don't want more kids. If he already has kids, that's cool. If they're my kids' age and older, that's even better. Like, I don't have any problem with that. But I'm not procreating. Like, when a man sees me, look at me and think, like, there will never be a baby in her. I can skeet in her all day and nothing's gonna grow in there. Nothing. Like, that's what I want them to see, because I don't want more kids. I love my kids. I love my kids. My kids are goofy, beautiful, annoying, but that's my heart. But I know I am not my mom. My mom had five of us. I do not want more kids coming up out of me, okay? Unless it's skeet. Get it? All right, so let's move into this app after these messages. Yeah, this is gonna be interesting one, but a good one. Happy motherfucking Saturday.
The Forgiven Bible Scandals Retold.
The Forgiven is an audio drama retelling Bible scandals in a more modern setting, focusing on forgiveness in a cancel culture. It is accompanied by daily bonus episodes, so make sure you tune in for a new experience. Take a listen.
Imagine knowing you were meant to be the leader of everyone in your life. You were elite in your home and held influence among your peers. At night, your dreams affirmed that all who were around you would one day kneel at your feet.
The Forgiven. Bible Scandals Retold.
So y'all back. What's up? All right. So let's get into Chantal. What the fuck is a good daddy's only app? Is that like a sidebar fans only? No, nasty asses. No, it's not. I'm really talking about an app for good single dads. What are the motherfucking qualifications? One, he has to be a single dad.
What is a single dad? You mean not dating anybody?
I mean, not a girlfriend in sight. Not a questionable, I think we're girlfriend, boyfriend, none of that shit. And you're not fucking your baby mother. That. Or your ex-wife. Single dad, okay? What you do in your life is you work, you go get your haircuts consistently, you maintain great hygiene, you buy the shit that you like, you have your own home, you drive in your own car and it's in your name, everything is legit, okay? You're not scamming nobody, and you take care of your kids. Your kids consistently see you multiple times during the week and not just the weekends, okay? Because that is another qualification. I need you to be an active dad to be on this app.
What is an active dad?
Not no 3 to 4 times a month you see your kids, you give them a few extra dollars. Not none of that. No, you don't qualify. Not no only weekend dad. No, you don't qualify. Not no child support dad. Oh, I pay my child support. That's not being a father. That you're paying a bill. You're giving your kids the bare minimum based on what a state says you need to pay. Nobody should have to tell you how to provide for your kids emotionally, mentally, financially, and physically. You should be automatically doing that off tops, okay? So if that's your criteria, you cannot be on this app, sir. Scoot. Okay? Good standing co-parent. I'm talking about consistently been co-parenting at least at the bare minimum 6+ months. Meaning y'all cordial, y'all don't have no animosity, y'all can talk to each other on a decent level. If she sees that you're dating somebody, her attitude don't change. If you see that she with somebody, your attitude don't change. There's no rah, rah, rah there. Like, y'all have an understanding. And I can see that and peep it. Next thing, career work established.
What do you mean by that? I got a job.
No. A man who is happy with what he does for a living and how he brings in income is a happy man. That's a happy man. And that's the kind of man I like, okay? If you are happy about what you do, the career that you're in, and where you're at academically, education-wise, that's going to bring in the income you want for the lifestyle you want in your mind, and you feel like you can handle dating, bring your ass on this app. Bring your ass on this app, okay? We want you, okay? Next thing. This is part of the qualifications. I know. You kind of strig. It's kind of like a motherfucking credit score. Maybe. You can prioritize time to date. Okay? If you cannot prioritize time to date someone, I'm not talking about bringing a woman to your house to Netflix and chill. I'm not talking about you having some drinks in the bar and you finding a woman to have a nightcap with. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you have the time to talk to someone consistently. You have time to ask a woman her interests and take her out different places. You have time to maybe go to the park and hang out and talk or have a picnic. You have time to go do miniature golf. I don't know what the fuck people do in dating, but I be seeing shit on TV and what y'all be tweeting and shit, and it look kind of cute. Okay? If you got time for that and you can afford the needs of your home and your children and then me, oh, bring your ass on this app. Bring your ass on this app today. Don't bring your ass on this app today because I did not make it yet, okay? And if any of y'all out here make it, I don't really mind. I'm just saying this should be a thing. We have all these dating apps out here, but nothing that falls in the criteria of the millions and billions of people who are out here who had a child with somebody, whether y'all was married, single, dating for years, and it just didn't work out, and y'all want to raise this child in a healthy way, and y'all want to progress in life, but people looking at you like you're not worth it because you already got dents in your shit because you got kids. Don't look at that man like that. Don't look at that man like that. Because to me, when I see a man who is a father, who is dedicated, who is consistent, who comes through without being asked, who does what he's supposed to do and then some, taking care of his child, that shit is sexy to me. I like that shit. What Forrest Gump say? I like that a lot. I like that shit. Okay, so bring your ass on this app because you do qualify. Okay,
let them in.
All right. On this app, let's talk about what's gonna be on this app. On this app, you're gonna have a talk about section.
What the fuck is the talk about section?
Let me tell you. The talk about section is basically gonna have questions like, what you love, what do you love to do, your ideal goals for your family now and in the future. As a father, I learned blah, 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 blah. It's just like text starters, conversation starters of what you can discuss with women who come on this app searching for a good dad. Okay? They're looking for good daddies. Okay? They on here looking for good daddies and you out here looking for some wholesome, good motherly figures. Okay? Oh, and y'all women out here who don't have kids, but y'all interested in a man that has kids and you don't want to have any, I don't think that's smart. I don't think that's smart. I think just like a man's mindset that has a child is completely different from a man that has never had a child. Men who have children, y'all should be going for a woman that has children already or wants children, and not somebody that doesn't want children but they'll allow your kids. Like, nobody should be allowing your kids. Like, don't step into that motherfucking room of bullshit because it's just not safe. And another question that's in the talk about section for conversation starters is personal goals you have for yourself. Like, women want to know the personal goals you have for yourself and what are the active things you're doing towards those goals. Okay, we want to know, like, this good dad right here, oh, he about his shit, he doing X, Y, and Z. Okay, you know how you build your motherfucking resume? This is a building relationship resume also. On this app, there should be a career goals section. Because in a career goals section, if I see a man's career goals laid out, I can get a mindset of, okay, so if I wanted to do this for my career, how would our family like life work? Do we mesh well? Will we mesh well? Okay? It's just a place of honestly laying what you want on the table, and a woman can see that if you match with them, and you can see what women want on this app and their career goals and see if y'all mesh. Because I feel like the dating apps right now is just for fucking. That's what I feel. Okay, am I on a dating app? No, because she don't date. Will I date in the future? I don't know, maybe, but Me not about to get into my issue. Okay, so another section on this app should be what you are interested in when it comes to women. Are you interested in dating? You can check that off. Are you just looking to hang out? You can check that off. Are you just looking to see a woman every once and again or sometimes? You could check that off. Are you looking for someone for keeps? That means you looking for something longevity-wise. You could check that off. If women are looking for someone who is looking for someone for keeps, and you have keeps checked or circled in or shaded in, keep looking at this man. But if you don't, that's going to tell you right there if this person is not it. Because I feel like men and women today, mentally, by what they look like and them being tired and exhausted from trying and failing and trying and failing, and I thought this person was it and they not. This app right here, this shit right here is going to tell you if you're wasting your time or not from the jump. There's no need for me to sit on this app and fill out all these sections and lie to be portrayed as somebody that I'm not. Why waste your time? I don't know why people lie, period. But why waste your time getting on an app and portraying a whole personality and person that you're not? Like, this is the place for men to be honest and to be comfortable in being fathers, great fathers. And this is a place for women who are interested in looking for great fathers who want to date great fathers. Don't come on this shit being dishonest now. Don't be fucking with my dreams and my ideas, okay? The next section that should be on here should be the top five section. What is the top five section, Chantal? Let me tell you. The top five section has the top five section of interest tab, okay? You can go in that tab and put your top five interested things that you're interested in. Next, top five. Top five foods you hate. So, what that's going to tell me right there, you know how men be like, so what you want to eat? You ain't got to ask this woman what she want to eat. You saw on my goddamn tab that I don't like this shit. So why are you asking to take me out for sushi? Like, I'm helping y'all help y'all sales, okay? The next top five favorite would be your top five favorite places to go eat. Boom, men, you're welcome. You're welcome, okay? Next top five. Top five things you want to try. Be optimistic. Be spontaneous. Surprise her. Surprise him. Like, I'm helping y'all. You're welcome. Next section. The music interest section. You know, what are your top five favorite albums? What music are you listening to right now? Like, things that's going to get the juices flowing in the things I should talk about. You know what I'm saying? Get you an idea of what this person is like. Top three recent books you're reading or you read. So important. I will not. I refuse and I rebuke any grown man over 38 years old that does not consistently read a book every once and again. I do understand that times have changed and you're very busy and you have things to do, but you have to make time to read. The less words you see that are different and new, the dumber you get. And a lot of times when you men out here be texting women that you're trying to get to know, we see the clues that you don't read. And that's what has at least 65% of males out here blocked. Because women do not want to talk. Women who that's really about their shit and are really about something out here do not want to talk to a man who cannot text with the right grammar, using the right word that sounds the same or has two different meanings. Like, we don't want to deal with that shit. A man who only talks in abbreviations, sir, grow up. Like, we not doing it. A man who only talks in emojis, sir, grow up. There are some women out here that do that too, but then that really tells you who you're dealing with, and she might be too young for you. Just saying. Okay, what's in the next session, Chantal? I'm going to tell you. Lessons I learned from my past mistakes in dating or relationships. You can put as many lessons as you like. I think it should be like pop-up popcorn bubbles of lessons that you may want to grab and drag in your box. You know what I'm saying? Because that will give you an idea of, okay, this person has dealt with this, this, and this. They're going to be onto my shit. I'm not there yet as a woman working on this, but I'm trying to get to this stage. So this man is really fed up with this type of woman. So yeah, I'm going to put you in my maybes box of men that I am interested in. Maybe I might star your page or some shit. You know, something like that. It's a support roll call. It's a support roll call. It's a support. It's a support. It's a support roll call. Who we got up? All right, y'all. I usually just drop a whoishan.com promo in here. but I'm not. I'm going to do a roll call of the people that's pushing themselves right now. And that would be KD. Please check out protectyoenergy.com. All right. Support. Please check out Baylorism. Okay. Hashtag Baylorism. This man is out here doing customized hoodies and shirts for people who come through. Please check him out. Please check out Everything Culture Podcast. I love his interviews that he does with people and the questions. What up, Drake? Please check out Shop Icon Chris doing her thing, okay? Please check out, what else do they check out? The Itis ATL. Casey is always telling y'all where y'all should eat in Atlanta, so check it out. What else should they check out? What else should they check out? Triple O Polish. O-O-O Polish. At O-O-O Polish. Black woman making her own nail polish. I bought 3 of them things. Can't wait to put them on. Great colors. She doing her own thing. She's on IG at O-O-O. The letter O. Polish. Okay? You'll find her. Go order some polish from her. H&N Cosmetics got the skin out here glowing this summer. Please check it out. If you like oils, great scents, something that lasts, good quality, order you some H&N Cosmetics, okay? What else goes in the support roll call? Support roll call. Support roll call. The Dopest Mommy on IG. Check her out. HeHatesMyTees.com. Okay. Support roll call. This is not really a support roll call because I feel like they got more money in the bank than I could thank. But shout out to Sprouts Farmers Market. That's my favorite store. If somebody really wants to love on me, I love the health section where you could get all the supplements and the liquid drips and Sprouts. I love their tea section. If you could get me some crazy delicious ass new tea, I love their tea section. I love Sprouts Twizzlers that they have in there. That's real fruit. I love that. I'm not eating candy right now, but I will love some in my mind. I love their harvest salad with the onions, the beets, the candied walnuts, and the blue cheese, and the arugula. Delicious. That peach cranberry muffin. Sprouts. Sprouts. You ain't had to do that to me like that. I got 4 of them hoes, and I'm driving tomorrow, and I'm eating them since I can't have candy. I got my chlorophyll liquid from them. I got my parasite cleanse from them. I got a whole bunch of different soaps that are healthy, that do different things for the skin. Listen, your girl loves Sprouts, okay? What else? Support roll call. Support roll call. Shout out to Bed Bath for, noticing the girl and her mug. Because I love a good coffee mug. I shouldn't be buying coffee mugs because I got more coffee mugs than people that I invite to my house in my kitchen. But this mug was big. It had a cute saying on it. It was a great color. They liked the picture. They asked to use it. I hope they use it. You know, market that thing. Whoever created that cup or came up with that idea, good job. Marketing team, great job. I also got me a moo cup with the udders, because I think it's cute. And shit, what else? Support roll call. Support roll call. Man, this black man has been out in Ohio working his ass off. His ass off. I don't know why I said that, but I said it. Shout out to Black Paco out here. Henderson Plumbing. A black man owning his own company. You know, blue collar. Trade. men. Black men, learn more trades. People are not doing trades no more. Learn more trades. That's consistent money. I don't care if it's plumbing. I don't care if it's putting in AC units. I don't care if it's working on cars. That's instant money. Cash money. Y'all make hundreds fixing people's lives in their house and how they maintain their lifestyle. We need you. Men. Don't be out here talking about, I'm trying to be a basketball player, I'm trying to be a rapper, or I'm trying to work at this corporate job, or I'm trying to do this. You can't be great at everything those other men are great at. Learn a trade. Some of y'all need to learn a trade. Own a company. Own your own business. Write some things off, okay? You know, take control of your expenses and your finances and create the lifestyle you want. You don't need a job to tell you when you can retire. Retire yourself. Do the things that you want to do. Invest in yourself. Shout out. Roll call. Support. Roll call. Who else do I need to support? What did I buy? What did I buy? Oh, shout out to... I bought a conditioner from them. I bought shampoo and a leave-in. 12, the company 12, 12haircare.com. Shout out to them. Black owned, making their own healthy shampoo, conditioners, things to using your hair that helps it grow. You know what I'm saying? Healthy shit. Support black business. 12haircare.com. They opening a store soon. I just washed my hair with it. My hair is super soft right now. This shit felt like silk when I put that conditioner in. So, you know. You know, just supporting people out here. Supporting. Shout out. Roll call. Let me tell you something. TikTok is very addicting, but TikTok be teaching me. TikTok taught me so many things that I can do with my business and write off stuff at the end of the year on my taxes. Shout out to TikTok, okay? And shout out to the people who are knowledgeable enough to have this information and share with other people and put it on TikTok. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. So shout out to you. Hope y'all doing good out there. And, let's get back to the show. Shout out, roll call, support, roll call. I updated the merch too. Just a heads up. Bass. Next section, the kids section. This is fun. This is fun, okay? Because just because I don't want any more kids, I'm not gonna block y'all crazy people off that do. I'm gonna give y'all a section. So this is gonna be a section that has three options. Option number one, happy without having more kids. That's my man. Show yourself. Show yourself, okay? Option two, would love to add to my family. What does that mean? It means they're welcoming women who already have children to their children that they already have. Would love to do that in the future, okay? You know, if that's your vibe, your steez right there, that section's for you. That section's for you. And that also means that they are not interested in having any more, but they would love to welcome yours, vice versa. Okay? Third option, blend my family and would like to have more children. What else do y'all need? Okay? Easy. 1, 2, 3. Pick one. Okay, give someone an idea of what you're on, because if you in your 30s and up, you shouldn't have a lot of idle time. You shouldn't have a lot of time to waste. Okay, you just shouldn't. Next section. I am open to trying blank. It can be something non-sexual. It can be something sexual because we grown. It can be foods. It could be, I would like to go to an opera at least one time, or a play, something. I would like to go skydiving. Like, I don't know if you're going to get you an adventurous man that's be like, okay, our first day, we're going to go skydiving. If that's you, girl, oh, you living on the edge, then that's your man, okay? Go skydiving. But that's the area that you would put open to trying blank, okay? And I will not limit you. Then there's a time availability section. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I wish I was like the Kool-Aid guy and I busted out the wall. Oh, yeah. You older people, oh, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen the commercials. These younger kids don't know shit, okay? All they know is Capri Suns, okay? Time availability section. This has four sections that you can click that identify you. Your time availability for dating and talking to a woman, okay, or a man that has children, has a job, and they have shit going on. Either one, few times a week. Must be a business owner or some shit, because shit. Two, few times a month. I mean, I feel like that's reasonable. Three, once a month. Oh, you just not sure if you're ready yet. To me, that's what that says. And then four, on occasions. It means like you just getting on this app just to see what's cracking. You know what I'm saying? You haven't made up your mind yet. And that's fine, because I understand. I haven't made up my mind either. That's why I'm hella single. And yeah, there's no players within my circle. You know what I'm saying? All right. Next section is a religious views section. Now, that's self-explanatory. We know this exists, okay? Some people want this, oh, I need to know that he has a relationship with God. I need to know that she has a relationship with God. And I'm saying it like that because you deserve to have your preference or have your foundation be religious if you are religious. So if you're a Christian and you would like to be with another Christian, boom, mark this section. If you're Catholic, mark this section if that's what you want. If you're just identifying as being spiritual, mark this section. Atheist, mark this section. Islamic, mark this section. Buddhist, mark this section. Other, mark this section. Y'all could talk about it in discussion. Not religious at all, mark this section. Now, I did not put a section for sexual needs because I'm a frequent, three times a week max, right? Why dips into the visuals of porn? Okay, and I feel like if I was supposed to put a sexual section on this app, this shit would be too big. I would have to update this whole like an iPhone, okay? And that's what's not gonna happen. But I feel like y'all can talk about that as you get to know each other. Do not bring up your sexual preferences for someone to answer. Date one, date two, or date three. Do not bring that shit up in the first chat. I'm just helping y'all out. Do not bring that shit up 2 weeks after you met this person and you haven't really been talking to them like that. It just screams, my dick is dry. My dick is dry. And I'm looking for some wet available puss. No woman wants to talk to any man who's thirsty like that. You're gonna have to park your needs for a little bit. For a little bit. Okay? Park that shit. Calm down. Pipe down. Okay? If you pipe down, she might let you lay that pipe down. If you pipe down, she might let you lay that pipe down. I'm just trying to help y'all out. And please remember, unconditional love is not unconditional tolerance. What the fuck does that mean, Chantal? It means for you as a dad to not step up or your child never experience a great father in that role. That's a no-no. And what I mean by that means, yes, I would love for both of my children to have unconditional love from me and their dads. But let's say one of their dads is not stepping up and I feel like I'm it all the time. I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, I will never date. I will never get married to any man until they get older and they move out of my house, and then that's when I'll start dating. I'm not going to help my daughters by not allowing them to see what a healthy, loving relationship looks like between a man and a woman. Therefore, there's going to come a time where I'm going to have to try dating. I'm going to have to try a relationship that's healthy with a man that's romantic, and they can see how I love and I show consideration to another person. They can see how that person shows consideration to me. They can see how a man takes initiative to help do something for a woman he cares about. They can see, the value of a man. If their fathers can't do that or won't do that, I can't let them grow up through their young years, their preteen years, their teenage years, and not see that, and then expect them to bring home a wonderful man in their 20s or their 30s for me to meet, and he's going to be 100% acceptable. It doesn't make sense. And that was the problem that I had growing up, is I did not see any healthy man and women relationships like in my face. I didn't see it. I've seen toxic ones. I've seen ones that look good on the outside, but they're dealing with shit on the inside and it's not healthy. And I've seen people overstay their welcome, and I've seen people grow bitter, and I've seen people upset, and I've seen women in my family give to a man who lives somewhere else with another woman, with children, and because they care about that man, they give that man everything and they get nothing. Like, I've seen it. So, is this app legit? No. But it's an idea. I feel like somebody needs to make this shit. Because me? I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited about meeting men. I'm not excited about going out. I don't feel like, I'm in someplace new and there's a whole bunch of men in here that I could talk to and say hello. I don't feel that. I don't feel like I'm missing anything. When I was in my teen years and I went to clubs, I didn't understand why the fuck would you work all week, spend all this money getting your hair done, you're getting these outfits, wearing your best shit, coming here just to leave out and smell like an ashtray. Why? Like, that was never my thing. It's still not my thing. I don't go to bars. I don't get nothing out of having drinks. I'm a weak ass drinker. You know what I'm saying? Ever since I discovered edibles, I don't give a fuck about smoking anything. Like, I'm a motherfucking homebody. Okay, I love comfy shit. I love shit that smells good. I love being comfortable in my house. I love chilling out. I love being around my people. I love, traveling, like, that's my shit. I love seeing new things. I love activities you do with people. But I'm not no club, party, let's go have drinks, let's go eat at this restaurant. I don't know you, you don't know me, and you want to have a conversation with me over me putting shit in my mouth. Like, what? But I think this app would be a great idea, and I think there are great single fathers out here really doing their best as a father who tried a relationship with someone and it just didn't work. And they are open to a new relationship with a woman, but they need to know some things before they pursue that. Vice versa. There are great single women out here with kids that they had from a previous relationship or marriage and that didn't work, and they are interested in finding a man that will possibly love them longevity wise and love their children. Vice versa. Y'all need to meet. And I just don't feel like these regular ass apps for dating do anything for us. I don't feel like Twitter does anything for us, even though some people have met the love of their life on Twitter and gotten married and they have a great life. I feel like people who are single, who are great people, who just did not mesh with the people they had kids with, end up in this abyss of, what the fuck is this? Who are these people? And I'm just going to stay by myself because I don't understand none of this shit. And that's where I am. That's where I am. So I know I'm not the only person in this motherfucking single mom abyss of shit in relationships and dating that's going on today that is interested in finding that person that's like-minded. But you also need to know these criterias without coming off interviewish on dates. And I feel like this app is it. So, this is my episode talking about the Good Daddy's Only app. No, it's not nothing sexual with your nasty ass. Go somewhere else and get your fix. But I feel like this is a great idea and somebody needs to pick it up. And I know y'all be like, well, why don't you do it, Chantal? Why don't you do it? Because apps cost overhead money that I do not have. Well, how do you know this? Because I've tried it with a different idea. And it's just a sitting idea for right now. But I feel like society need this shit. I need this shit. Somebody with the coinage. I got the visions. Come through, okay? You can find me at whoisshan.com. You can find me at shegetsitpod. You can email me at shegetsitpod@gmail.com. And y'all be good. Don't forget to stop by at the merch page on Teespring. The link is in the bio and shit. Check the IG. If you have any comments or questions, hit me up. If you come into my DM and you say, hey, great page, hey there, I'm going to block you. Those are always starter words to get your ass blocked. If your name has 26 letters in it and it makes no sense to me and you're talking to me in English and I know that's not your first language, I'm going to block you. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Welcome to She Gets It. You have been God. Peace. I gotta do the rest of this driving and I just wanted to do this for y'all. Hope y'all appreciate it. Let me go load this hoe up. Bye. I got shit to do.